1927年3月29日。
March 29, 1927.
青岛中山路英记酒楼。 70岁的康有为参加了一场同乡聚会。
In Qingdao, Mr. Kang Yaowei, a 70-year-old, attended a reunion with his fellow countrymen at the Yingji restaurant on Zhongshan Road.
席间,
During the meeting,
他喝了一杯橙汁,
he drank a glass of orange juice.
谁也没有想到,
no one could have imagined.
这杯橙汁竟然要了康圣人的命。
This glass of orange juice actually cost the life of Kang Sheng.
回家后,
After returning home,
康有为腹痛难忍。
Kang Yaowei was suffering from severe abdominal pain.
呕吐不止。
Can't stop vomiting.
医生诊断是食物中毒。
Diagnosis by the doctor is food poisoning.
2天后的凌晨,
2 days later, in the early morning,
也就是1927年的3月31日, 清晨5点半左右,
it was around 5:30 a.m. on March 31, 1927. This was the one who initiated the Wuchang Uprising.
曾经被称为康圣人,
once called the Saint of Kang,
曾经想替大清续命,
once wanted to revive the Qing dynasty,
也想为全人类设计未来蓝图的人, 在青岛去世。
Also, the person who wanted to design a blueprint for all of humanity died in Qingdao.
死状很惨。
The situation is very bad.
他七窍流血。
He was bleeding from his 7 orifices.
尸体不僵。 康有为的女儿,
the daughter of the deceased, who was not stiff,
康同弼认为自己的父亲是被人在食物里面投毒害死。
Ken Tongbai believed that his father was poisoned and killed.
康同弼的女儿罗一凤在10年浩劫时候交代材料里面说,
in the materials provided by Liu Yifeng, the daughter of Kang Tongbai, during the 10-year catastrophe, she stated that
自己的外公是被国民党毒死的。
My grandfather was poisoned to death by the Kuomintang.
康有为另一个女儿,
another daughter of Kang Yaowei,
康同桓认为父亲就是食物中毒而死。
Kang Tom Kuen believed that his father died from food poisoning.
未必因为政治斗争。
Not necessarily because of political struggles.
康有为的弟子吕振文临终之时,
Wu Jianwen, a disciple of Kang Yaowei, died.
对他的子女交代,
report to his children.
康有为反对溥仪皇帝和日本人走。
Kang Yaowei opposed Puyi, the emperor, and the Japanese.
所以是被日本人害死的。
Therefore, he was killed by the Japanese.
总之, 他的死亡是一个历史之谜。
In conclusion, his death was a historical mystery.
但是比康有为的死亡更加复杂的是他的思想。
However, the complexity of Bai Quan's death is further compounded by his ideas.
今天我们很多人觉得康有为就是一个保皇派。
Today, many of us think that Kang Yaowei was a conservative.
但是如果你读过他晚年写的大通书,
however, if you have read his late life book, The Great Work,
你会非常的吃惊。
You will be very surprised.
那里面主张废除国家。
The main argument is to abolish the state.
废除家庭。
Abolish family.
废除婚姻。
Abolish marriage.
男女平等，财产公有，世界大同。
Equal sharing of property between men and women, world harmony.
你能想象吗？
Can you imagine?
这居然是 中国最大号的保皇派所写的未来世界的蓝图。
This is actually the blueprint for the future world written by the largest royalist faction in China.
所以我们今天讲康有为之死。
So today we're talking about the death of King Yaowei.
不能只讲那一杯橙汁。
I can't just talk about one glass of orange juice.
因为那杯橙汁里有晚清的幻梦。
Because that glass of orange juice contains the illusion of the late Qing dynasty.
民国的乱局。
The chaos of the republic.
有师徒的决裂。
There is a break between master and apprentice.
有思想的矛盾。
There are contradictions that require thought.
也有一个时代最刺骨的荒诞。
Here was also a time of the most chilling absurdity.
康有为不是死于一杯橙汁。
Kang Yaowei did not die from a glass of orange juice.
他是死在旧中国最后的幻觉里。
He died in the last illusions of old China.
同时也遇见了一个更加激进的未来。
I also encountered a more radical future.
康有为晚年去青岛生活。
Kang Yaowei lived in Qingdao in his later years.
不是为了养老。
Not for retirement.
而是为了躲避北伐军。
Instead, they were trying to evade the Northern Expeditionary Army.
1927年的中国已经不是戊戌变法。
In 1927, China was no longer the time of the Wuchang Uprising.
那一年了。
That year,
当年康有为以为
In the past, Kang Yaowei believed that
只要皇帝觉醒
As long as the emperor awakens
中国就有救
There is hope for China
只要制度改良
As long as the system is improved
大清还能续命
The great king could still survive
可是到了1927年
However, in 1927,
中国的时局更加的混乱。
The situation in China is even more chaotic.
军阀割据，南北对峙。
Armies divided and vying for power.
北伐军一路北进。
The Northern Expedition Army marched north.
逼近上海。
Approaching Chiang Kai-shek.
康有为是感受到生命危险的。
He felt the threat of death.
因为当时他是中国保皇派的魁首。
Because at that time, he was the leader of the Chinese pro-monarchy faction.
他并不满意南方的北伐军国民党，也不相信革命。
He was not satisfied with the northern expedition of the Nationalist Party in the south, nor did he believe in the revolution.
能够真正救中国
able to truly save China.
晚年的他仍然活在一种矛盾里
In his old age, he still lived in a state of contradiction.
一方面他知道大清已经回不去了
On the one hand, he knew that the great king was already gone.
另一方面
On the other hand,
他又无法真正接受那个没有皇帝的新世界
He couldn't truly accept the world without an emperor.
所以他搬到了青岛。
So he moved to Qingdao.
青岛。
Qingdao.
这里有海，有洋楼。
There are the sea and ocean apartments.
有旧事世身的体面。
There are old things in the past.
也有乱世边缘暂时的安静。
There was a temporary peace on the edge of chaos.
但是他没有想到
But he didn't expect that.
青岛居然成了他最后的葬身之地。
Actually, Qingdao became his final resting place.
听到康有为的死讯
Upon hearing the news of King Yaowei's death,
当时中国感受最复杂的人物就是梁启超。
The most complex figure that China felt most about was Liang Qichao.
康有为和梁启超
Kang Youwei and Liang Qichao.
曾经是中国近代史上最著名的一对师徒。
Once they were the most famous pair in modern Chinese history.
一个是南海先生。
One is Mr. Nanhai.
一个是新会少年。
One is a young man from New City.
一个提出变法。
A proposal for reform.
一个用文章点火。
A fire started with an article.
谁能想到这对师徒最后居然反目到不相往来的地步？
Who would have thought that these two teachers and students would eventually turn against each other and become estranged?
1917年
1917
张勋复辟，康有为是积极参与。
Aung San Suu's restoration of Kang Youwei was an active participation.
希望
Hope
把溥仪重新扶上皇位
Reinstalling Puyi as Emperor
而梁启超却站在段祺瑞一边
However, Liang Qichao stood on the side of Duan Kurui
反对复辟主张
Oppose the restoration of the monarchy
再造共和
Rebuild the Republic
从此
From then on
这对师徒是彻底决裂
They have completely broken up.
张勋复辟失败后
After Shang Zun's failed attempt at restoration,
康有为把怒火都撒到了梁启超身上
Kang Youwei vented all his anger on Liang Qichao.
骂
Cursing.
他是梁贼启超
He is a traitor, Kai Kao.
可是康有为一死梁启超
But Kang Youwei died.And Liang Qichao continued.
没有幸灾乐祸。
No gloating.
他立刻给康家汇款数百元，帮助料理后事。
He immediately transferred hundreds of yuan to the Kang family to help with the funeral expenses.
他还在北京为昔日的恩师举行公祭。
He is still holding a memorial ceremony for his former teacher in Beijing.
写下了挽联
Wrote an epitaph.
其中
Among them,
挽联中有这样一句话
There is a line in the couplet.
幸免睹全国戮臣余烂之惨
To escape the fate of all loyal ministers who were slaughtered.
意思是您死了就不用再看这个国家一步步腐烂沉没。
It means that if you die, you won't have to watch this country step by step into corruption and silence.
不用再看见山河破碎。
No more seeing the land in ruins.
人心崩坏。
The heart is corrupted.
局势不可收拾了。
The situation is out of control.
这句话不像是悼词
This sentence doesn't seem like a eulogy
倒是折射出梁启超对时局复杂的感受
This reflects Liang Qichao's complex feelings about the situation
梁启超和康有为
Liang Qichao and Kang Youwei
政治上已经分道扬镳
Politically, they have already parted ways
但师生情分终究没有彻底断掉。
However, the relationship between teachers and students could not be completely severed.
康有为可以骂他这个学生。
Kang Youwei could scold this student.
但他不能针对自己的老师的死亡。
But he couldn't take it.
还冷漠无情。
Still cold and ruthless.
毕竟那是自己的授业恩师。
After all, he was my teacher.
康有为晚年名声很大。
Kang Youwei's reputation was very great in his later years.
生活也很奢侈。
Life is also luxurious.
很多钱都被他挥霍掉了。
A lot of money was wasted by him.
所以到他死的时候
So by the time he died,
家里没什么钱。
There is no money at home.
这个曾经名满天下的康圣人
This once renowned Kang.
最后办丧事还需要门生故旧帮忙捐款
Finally, the funeral also needed the help of old friends to donate money.
当时山东督军张宗昌一个人就捐了3000元。
At that time, Shandong Governor Zhang Zhongqing donated 3,000 yuan alone.
是捐款中最大的一笔。康有为死后最想得到的
It was the largest donation received after Kang Yaowei's death.
其实是一个清朝的谥号。
In fact, is a Qing dynasty habit.
他一生忠于清朝。
He was loyal to the Qing dynasty for his entire life.
哪怕大清已经亡了
Even though the great king has already fallen,
他心里仍然有这个皇帝
He still has the emperor in his heart.
他希望逊帝溥仪能给他一个深厚的哀荣
He hoped that Emperor Puyi would give him a deep honor.
但是他没有得到
But he didn't get it.
为什么
Why?
因为清朝遗老内部也反对。陈宝琛
Because the Qing dynasty also opposed Chen Baoshen.
郑孝胥这些人并不愿意给康有为上谥号。
Geng Zhiroxiu and others did not want to give Kang Yaowei the title of Zhihao.
他们觉得康有为当年搞戊戌变法
They thought that Kang Yaowei tried to reform China in 1898.
害得光绪皇帝被囚禁在瀛台。
This caused the Qing Emperor to be imprisoned in the Yintang.
最后在那里郁郁而终。
He eventually died there.
在他们眼里
In their eyes,
康有为不是大清的忠臣。
Kang Yaowei was not a loyal official of the Qing dynasty,
而是一个乱政之人。
And he is a person who is corrupt.
所以这个也很讽刺，革命党骂康有为。
And this is also very ironic, the Revolutionary Party criticizing Kang Yaowei.
保守派嫌康有为误。
Conservative, the wrong interpretation of Kang Yaowei.
国新世界容不下。
The world cannot accommodate China.
他救王朝。
He saved the dynasty.
也不真正的接纳他。一个一生保皇的人。
Also, they didn't truly accept him as a lifelong monarch.
最后连他效忠的清朝皇室也没有给他想要的深厚哀荣。
Even the Qing dynasty, which he had sworn allegiance to, did not give him the deep respect and honor he desired.
他就站在历史的夹缝里。
He stood in the narrow space between history.
两边都不完全属于。更吊诡的是
What's also strange is that both sides are not entirely aligned with a more complex situation.
你以为康有为就是一个保守派，保皇守旧
Do you think Kang Yaowei was a conservative and staunch supporter of the monarchy?
但是他晚年却写出了一本大通书
However, he wrote a book called Great Harmony in his later years.
他写完这本书以后
After he finished writing the book,
自己都长期秘而不宣
Keep it to yourself for a long time.
因为他也知道里面写的东西。
Because he also knows what is written inside.
那些观点太惊世骇俗了。
Those are some pretty radical ideas.
如果拿出来
If you take it out,
就像打开了一个潘多拉的盒子。
Like opening Pandora's box.
如果有更激进的人去实践
If there are more radical people to practice,
那么中国就更乱套。康有为在大同书里面设想了这样一个未来的世界。
So, China is becoming more chaotic. Kang Yaowei envisioned a future world in his book Great Ideas in Detong.
没有国家。
No country.
没有家庭。
No family.
没有婚姻。
No marriage.
没有私有财产
No private property
男女平等。
Gender equality.
人人平等。
Everyone is equal.
世界大同。
World peace.
你听一听，这像是一个保皇派写的东西吗？
Do you think this sounds like something written by a monarchist?
简直是一个超前的无产阶级革命家。
He was a truly radical proletarian revolutionary.
所以康有为复杂的地方就在这里。
So, the complexity of Kang Yaowei lies in this.
他的身体站在晚清，他的政治站在保皇。
His body stood in the late Qing dynasty. His politics stood for the monarchy.
可是他的想象力却飞到了一个遥远、近乎荒诞的未来。
However, his imagination soared to a distant and almost absurd future.
他那本大同书里面很多观点。
The book Great Harmony by him contains many viewpoints.
如果真的实践出来。
If it can really be implemented,
那也是非常恐怖的。
That was also very scary.
你说他保守，他脑子里有世界大同。
You said he was conservative with a world view of universal harmony.
你说他激进，他现实中又死死的。
You said he was radical. He was very realistic in real life.
抱住皇帝不放。
Hold the emperor, don't let go.
这就造成了后世对他评价非常大的难度。
This made it very difficult for later generations to evaluate him.
我们今天自己阅读历史，评价历史人物，已经不能再像以前那样简单的背诵中学课文里面一个简单的标准答案。
Today, we can no longer simply memorize the simple standard answers in the history textbooks like before when we read history and evaluate historical figures.
要充分理解这种复杂性。
To fully understand this complexity,
这些人物都是有血肉、欲望。
These characters are all flesh and blood.
理想、错误。
Ideal error.
野心
ambition
恐惧
fear
幻梦的他们混杂在一起
the dreamers were mixed together
才显得更为真实康有为的故事
this makes the story of Kang Yaowei even more realistic
还有一个最后的尾声
there is also a final ending
在他去世后
after his death
他的墓最早是葬在青岛李村枣儿山一带。
His grave was originally buried in the area of Jer Mountain, Lai Village, Qingdao.
1966年8月
August 1966,
他的墓被刨开。
His grave was dug up.
带着白胡子的尸体被挑着游街。
The corpse of a man with a white beard was carried through the streets.
后来青岛博物馆有一个叫王吉钦的研究员。
Later, a researcher named Wang Jichen at the Qingdao Museum.
他还是很尊重康有为的。
He still respected Kang Yaowei.
就以要举办造反有理实物展览为名。
In the name of holding the rebellion of Yuri physical exhibition,
把他的头骨收录到青岛博物馆藏匿起来。
Hide his skull in the Qingdao Museum.
18年后
,18 years later,
青岛重修康有为墓。
Qingdao restores Kang Yaowei's tomb.
在今天的青岛市崂山区福山南路上。
On today's Qingdao City Laoshan District.
那个墓里面还有一点点他的尸骨。
There are still some of his bones in that grave.